my people. Sing the
truth. Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
The decisions we make as believers must be based on our Creator and not on our feelings or emotions. And this is what we are going to discuss today. Living under the authority of Messiah and trusting our Creator's provision. Many believers today make decisions based on circumstances instead of our Creator's direction. This is why I say when we proclaim Yeshua is our Messiah, when we make that so-called altar call, that is where we are to separate our emotions and our human feelings from our decision that we've made. We make the decision and we stick with it, regardless of what our feelings tell us or emotions show us. We follow the decision we made to trust Him and His Word more than anything anyone else says or anything anyone else shows us. More than anything, more than what we even see with our eyes or think with our minds. Our heart has already made the decision, regardless of what we think or what we feel. The decision is made. I am going to follow the word of my Creator. And if I don't know the word of my Creator, I'm going to wait for the answer and not be impatient and move before. The disciples of Yeshua did this. And as a disciple of Yeshua, we are called to follow the need, but more important, we are called to follow the voice of our Creator, even if we don't understand why the need isn't being met immediately. Our confidence is not in what we see. It shouldn't be in what we think. It should be in the authority of Yeshua. Our life should be upon our decision we made. And we should live in obedience, faith, and trust in His perfect timing. So this is the theme we've been talking about lately. And it's important for people to get it and understand. Matthew 28 verses 18 to 20 says, Yeshua came and spoke to them saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son, the Ruach HaKodesh, set apart Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all the things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Observe all the things I have commanded you to do. Notice, before Yeshua gave the command to go out and declare His authority, He said we obey Him, because He is the King. He is the one we are following. Our mission is to be rooted in His leadership, not merely a human need. Every decision in life should be and begin with the question, what are you asking me to do? What shall I do? When we read the word, when we ponder the word, when we pray. And then when we get our answer, we got to think about the timing of our Creator. When am I to do it? Galatians 4 verse 4 to 5 says, but when the fullness of the time had come, Yahweh sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the Torah, the law, to redeem those who are under the law, that we might receive adoption as sons. We need to understand that our Creator has a timing and an order. This is the most important emphasis of this ministry that we teach. Obedience, timing, and order of the one who has all authority in our Creator. And the enemy, it's very interesting, tries to attack those very things. He tries to attack the order. He tries to take and attack the timing. And he definitely tries to attack the authority of our wonderful Creator. As we see, He did that exactly in the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve. Where he told them the authority of our Creator doesn't matter what He said. This is what you could be just like Him. He said, don't do this, but you do this. He attacks the order, he attacks the timing, and he attacks the authority. Remember, the order and the timing of the one who has all authority. Never acts too early or never acts too late. Everything he does happens at the perfect time. And we think about Messiah, and we think about his first coming and his second coming. And some people will question, why did it take so long for him to come in this world that we lived in that was so needing him for so long, for thousands of years? We cannot question the coming of Messiah the first time, and we can't question the coming of Messiah the second time, because it's going to be on our Creator's perfect timing, whether we understand it or not. We know he's coming. We know he came and he's coming back again. Hallelujah. We need to not try to think this true and feel this true, but trust our Creator, even if we don't understand his timing. Faith, trust our Creator's wisdom, even when his plan is hidden from us. We must learn to trust his character instead of demanding explanations all the time. In Isaiah 55, 8 verses 8 and 9, it says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says Yahweh. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. This is the problem when people get this knowledge. They think they know more than other people, and that's where pride comes in. But then they get this danger zone where they think they know more than our Creator. And this verse here is so powerful because not only does it say, my thoughts are not your thoughts, my ways are not your ways, they're higher. You have people that even call themselves believers. I don't know what they believe in because they don't understand or trust or believe in who Yeshua is. The one they call Jesus, the Messiah, God himself. And people try to think with their own minds, well, it can't be. How could God speak to God? And why would he call him his father if he's this? His ways are not our ways. His ways are higher. We need to stop questioning our Creator. Stop questioning his order. Stop questioning his timing. And stop questioning his authority. Remember, our Creator's calling is not determined by the world's greatest needs. Acts 6, verse 6, 7 says, now when they had gone through the different areas and the regions, they were forbidden by the set-apart Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia. After they had come to Mysia, they tried to go to Bithynia, but the Spirit did not permit them there. There's always a need for believers to go all over the world. The world needs the gospel. Every single person needs it all over the world. Now, people are lost without it. But as we saw here in Acts, Asia desperately needed the gospel, yet the set-apart Spirit temporarily closed that door. We don't ask why. Yahweh's direction is more important than our own reasoning. But they need it. They need it. And I see this all the time. I have to go out and share this message with this area or this place or this place. We should never assume or think that the need for us to go and preach somewhere will outgrow or is more important than what our Creator's will is for us. We think, well, no, this is where I need to be, but our Creator's not sending us there. We think this is what I need to do, but our Creator's not letting us do it yet. Remember, obedience is better than activity. The religious activity, the things that look great. Yahweh is more interested in obedience than what we're doing on the outside. Yes, he wants us to go and preach the word. Yes, he wants us to go and share the gospel. But he will send you, he will tell you, and we need to wait for him and do what he wants us to do, go where he wants us to go. 1 Samuel 15:22 says, so Samuel said, has Yahweh as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of Yahweh? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams. What seems like the right thing to do from a biblical or religious standpoint is not the right thing to do if it's not being obedient to our wonderful Creator. And there's many levels this happens. So many people say, oh, I need to go here and I need to do this. Is it going with or against what our Creator tells us to do? That's what you need to ask yourself. Our Creator has given us the guidelines and instructions, and we might be following the Torah or the instructions or the commandments according to the morality of the world, which everyone seems to follow. Fine, you're not committing a murder. You're not committing adultery and these things that most of even the non-believers don't do. Yes, there are a lot that do, believers and non-believers or so-called believers. But for the most part, most people are following these ideas. But what happens when you have an idea in your mind that goes against Scripture or conflicts Scripture? What many people tend to do is they start making up their excuses and reasons why, well, I don't need to follow that law. I don't need to obey that. I don't need to be obedient to that. And they make up these reasons. Well, our Creator wants us. There's a need in this place. Well, if it breaks the commandment, that need is not being met. Our promises, our Creator says he will supply our needs. Philippians 4:19, and my Elohim shall supply all the need according to the riches in the glory by Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. Notice it says need, not every desire. See, when people think there's a need somewhere or they want to do something, they say, oh, it's a need. It's not a need. It might be their desire, but your desires but match the obedience or the word of our Creator. Our Creator knows exactly what you need and when you need it. He provides with wisdom and perfect love, and we must trust his provision. Let me use an example here, because a big part of this ministry is health. Okay? Many people that are believers are sick. There's a church here and there that's people always sick. Not only sick, but people every day there's messages about who died. I'm not saying we shouldn't die. We all live, we all die. But the scriptures clearly show a man can die before his time based on the way we're living and what we're doing. So our Creator says we're to be good stewards of our body. So if somebody's desire or their feelings are making them eat ultra-processed food and they're getting sick and all these different things, you're not honoring your temple, taking care of yourself. Our Creator just wants you to trust his word. And as we spoke the other day, dig deep into the word. Don't rush through it. What does it mean to honor our temple? To keep it clean. You know, obesity in and not in the church is one of the most rampant things that are out there today. And I will tell you, if you're following and studying the word of our Creator deeply, deeply listening the way I teach at this ministry to slow down and think about the words, the Bible says about temperance. The Bible talks about overindulgence. The Bible talks about gluttony. If you are listening, studying, and praying and following the word, you cannot be overweight according to Scripture. It's a perfect example of how people follow their own desires and they rush through the word, they don't read the word. and they make excuses when they are. If you're truly following the word, you cannot be overweight. I'm not saying you're not saved if you're overweight. I'm not saying you don't love a Messiah. I'm saying you're not studying and being obedient to the word. So we need to dig deep into the messages that I'm given here to try to help here. You know, remember, our Creator can help and you accomplish. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. Through Him, not through yourself. There's a scripture that say, there's a way before each man that seems right, but it ends in death. You know, it's our ways versus His ways. It shouldn't be that way. Our ways should be exactly what He wants for us in our life. That's it. No questions asked. Psalms 50 verses 10 to 12 says, "For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle on the thousand hills. I know all birds in the mountains, and the wild beast in the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world is mine and all its fullness." Point being, our Creator's resources are unlimited. We never need to fear that He will run out of provisions for us. He is our provider, the one who created us, and we need to trust in Him in all things. It's faith that pleases our Creator. Bottom line, first question, am I being obedient to Him? Hebrews 11 verse 6 says, "But without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to Yahweh must believe that He is, and that He is the rewarder of those who diligently seek Him." Faith is essential to the believer's life. It must be. It must be. We must trust in His promises. They are real. Those that do not believe, they have no faith. Faith believes before seeing. Those non-believers must see to believe. Do we understand the difference? Don't be sidetracked or make excuses for my words. Somebody that's overweight, somebody that's obese, they might turn off the ministry and say, "Well, how could he say that? I don't want to listen to this, and it's wrong and everything else." No, start listening. Dig deep into the word. You get all overweight by overeating, gluttony, not having emotions or control of your emotions, and you're eating for comfort instead of using the word for comfort of our Creator. And you know, I'm not trying to put you down. I'm trying to lift you up and help you. Trust that you can lose the weight. Trust that you can physically be healthy from diseases that are caused by eating unhealthy foods. If you're eating and feeding your kids ultra-processed foods, and everyone's sick, and you're going to a doctor to take their potions and worshiping that doctor instead of trusting in our Creator who says, "Honor your temple, learn about the food so you don't have to eat this stuff." Getting this understanding. You don't have to ask questions all the time. Just follow our Creator. Follow what He wants us to do. Moses was 120 years old and climbing mountains. Remember this. I'm not picking on a certain people. I'm not. There are times in my life where I can find something that tastes great and overeat on it and realize I need to lose some weight. So I'll stop overeating. And I'll repent. And hopefully not go back there. You know, non-believers must see to believe. They don't trust our Creator. They don't want to be obedient. Think about Abraham. Before he even saw anything. Before he knew where he was going. Before he got all the details. He went out on faith. He went out on faith. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he called to go out to the place which would receive an inheritance. And he went out not knowing where he was going. Hebrews 11:8. Remember, our faith must understand that he, our Creator, provides, and he will provide for us. He will provide for you. Whatever the topic is, whatever the idea is, whatever the thought is. Yahweh has unlimited ways of providing, and we must trust him. And the thing is, it often comes in unexpected ways. Think about Elijah, who trusted Yahweh during the famine. It says in 1 Kings 17:5-6, so he went and did according to the word of Yahweh. He went and stayed in the brook Cherith. The ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning and bread and meat in the evening, and he drank from the brook. Wow. Folks, our Creator is a great provider. Exodus 16:35 says, and the children of Israel ate manna for 40 years until they came to an inhabited land. Yahweh sustained them every single day with daily provision. He taught them that the dependence on him. And he still today desires people rely on him. You know, besides the fears and the emotional sins, which is against our Creator tells us to be in joy. But many people, because the enemy is controlling them, live in fear and worrying. Worrying is not going to change or solve your problems. Yahweh's kingdom must remain your first priority, and understand the provision that follows faithful believers. Matthew 6:31-33 says, therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? But seek first the kingdom of our Creator and his righteousness, and all things will be added to you. Folks, we need to learn contentment. We need to learn patience. We need to learn order. We need to trust timing. And we need to know who the authority is in our lives. Our peace and our joy and our contentment must come from our Creator, not our circumstances. And then faith will allow us to remain joyful at all times, no matter what is happening. No matter what we have or what we don't have, because we know what our Creator can provide for us. Philippians 4:11-13 says, not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am in to be content. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. We must walk by faith. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Faith trusts our Creator's provisions over our visual circumstances. Walking by faith means daily dependence on him and his ways. He's already given us the greatest gift in Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. And he continues to bless us every day. We can trust him completely. Think about what he did on the cross for us. Trust him completely. Romans 8:3-2 says, he who did not spare his own son, but delivering him up for us, shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Let's put this into our lives. Let's make this applicable to the way we're living today. Ask yourself, am I making decisions because of pressures of the world or because our Creator is leading me? Ask yourself that. Am I trusting our Creator's timing even when I don't understand it? You know, those people that live in anxiety and worry and fear, it's a good chance the enemy is controlling you and teaching you not to trust the authority of a wonderful Creator. Ask yourself, are you seeking his kingdom before seeking the comforts of this world? Is there anywhere in your life where fear has replaced faith? If you truly believe that our Creator will provide everything, hallelujah, that's where we want to be. That's where we want to be. Remember who has all authority. Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. Remember the order of our Creator. and the timing of our Creator. Remember that faith pleases our Creator more than anything. He wants us faithful. Hallelujah. I pray these messages are really moving you and inspiring you to read the Word and think about the Word and go slow. Don't just run through it. If you don't understand something, stop. Question, ponder it. Choose the areas of your life where you've been relying on your own understanding instead of trusting our Creator's provisions, and surrender that area to Him. That's what part of spiritual warfare is all about, and being victorious. It's not about perfection, folks. It's about understanding His provisions are always perfect. And may our lives be marked by obedience to the King rather than reactions to circumstances of this world. I pray we could all humble ourselves to realize we need to do better, and we can do better, and we will do better. You don't have to make a public announcement, but you know the areas you have anxiety about and worry about. You know the areas you're putting the pressure of the world in front of what He wants us to do. And in some areas you might not know, but our Creator wants us to be joyful and healthy and fit and obedient. And we have to question and think if we're not experiencing those things, where we could do better. Thank you, Father, for this blessed day and for the breath of life you give us, and for Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. Thank you for your wonderful grace. Thank you, Father. Thank you for being patient with us and help us to be patient with you. For all this in the name of Yahshua, our wonderful Messiah. Brothers and sisters, have a blessed day. Yah be with you this day and always, and shalom, shalom. Thank you for listening to this message and supporting this ministry. It's because your donations that we're able to stay on this radio station. It's actually, to be honest, there's only one or two people who donate to keep us on this radio station. And if you listen to this radio program and you enjoy this, please consider donating so we can stay on the air and take the burden off those that are supporting us exclusively. We'd like more supporters. So we do take donations through our website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. Thank you for considering that. And we're happy to be here on the air. And I've been doing many, many lectures and videos on my website and my YouTube channel, Torah Life Ministries. So please check that out and continue to be blessed. Have a blessed day and shalom, shalom. Come
out of the world. You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support.
Morningside Academy, the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing academics with excellence since 1987. Morningside Academy offers private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts, while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
So you're pregnant, and suddenly your whole life changed. You want to be joyful, but you're also afraid and anxious. How do you deal with this? Where do you go for help? CareNet Pregnancy Services of the Treasure Coast is here for you. We give compassionate counsel, helpful education and referrals so that you can make the best decision. There is no charge for our confidential services, and we will ensure that you enjoy security and strong support from the CareNet family. Reach out to us today at 772-828-3168.